SBS Radio.
Nakikibahagi ang mga Australianong magsasaka sa pang-regional na pagtulak sa pamahalaang Turnbull na maiwasan na maging mahirap para sa mga migrante na maging mamamayan. Sinabi ng mga magsasaka na sila ay nababahala sa epekto ng kinakailangan dayuhang manggagawa. Nagaganap ito habang nanawagan ng mga tagapagtaguyod na dagdagan ang pagpasok ng mga migrante para makatulong na mapasigla ang regional na Australia. Narito ang ulat ni Marisha Jivic at Peggy Giacomelos na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa maliit na bayan ng Pyramid Hill sa ilagang Victoria, mabilis ang pamilya Fernandez na naging ordinaryong pamilya sa kabukiran ng Australia. Si Marilyn Fernandez, kanyang asawa at kanilang anim na anak ay ilan sa mga daan-daang Pilipino na bumubuo na ngayon ng sangkapat ng populasyon ng bayan. Nagpasya si Marilyn na lumipat sa Australia 10 taon na para magtrabaho sa babuyan ng 5th henerasyon ng lokal na residenteng Tom Smith. Subalit, ito ay nangangahulugang iiwan niya ang kanyang pamilya.
It's hard to leave 5 children, especially my youngest was just 11 months old. And to leave that, it wasn't easy. And but my focus, because I would like them to be in a better place, I'll do this.
Pagkatapos noon, nagkasama-sama silang muli sa tulong ng komunidad na nangalap ng pera para sa kanilang mga pambayad sa eroplano. Sinabi ni Marilyn, hindi niya kinikwestiyon ang anumang pagkilos noon pa man.
It's so generous. Imagine nearly $5,000 for me to be able to go home and pick them up with my youngest, because he's only about 2 years old, my youngest. And my husband is working then, so we need to go there and pick up my 3 oldest kids. Amazing.
Para sa kanyang amo na si Ginoong Smith, ang kabutiang loob ay damang-dama. Ang kanyang babuyan ang isa na ngayon sa pinakamatagumpay sa Australia. Sinabi ni Smith, ang mga manggagawang Pilipino ang nakapagpabago nito. Sinabi niya, ang paghahanap ng mga manggagawa sa Maynila ang pinakamagandang nagawa niya sa buhay.
The guys are just so appreciative of being here. They really are. Yeah, it is rewarding to see that. But you know, part of life, I believe, is it's great and it's good to be able to give people opportunity. You don't really have to go further than that. You put the opportunity out there, it's up for them to grab it. And I think that is the best way to develop in any form. Yeah.
Sinabi ni Mambabatas Damien Drum ng Partido Nasyonal, ang naganap sa Pyramid Hill ay isang bagay na nais niyang maulit sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia.
So, as I say, a fantastic example here from Pyramid Hill, but that example can be replicated right around Australia, and I think the Filipino community, certainly in Pyramid Hill, but in many other communities, are doing themselves proud by the way they go about their work and the way they live their lives.
Nanawagan ng Regional Australia Institute sa Pampederal na Pamahalaan na dagdagan ang pagpasok ng mga migrante ng hanggang 3,000 katao bawat taon para mabawi ang nawawalang populasyon sa regional na Australia bawat taon. Sinabi ni Damien Drum, kumikilos na sila para magbigay ng bagong agricultural visa para idirekta ang mga tao sa rural na industriya.
So we need access to foreign workers to do those jobs that Australians won't do. And then once we get that under control, I think we can then spread that ag visa role, that idea, out to other trades.
Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, na ay siyang makita ang daan ng mga mamamayan na maging mas madali para makaakit ng mas maraming manggagawa sa mga regional na lugar.
Yeah, look, I think the idea of having a special visa of agriculture is something to look at. I mean, we can't miss out on the services opportunities though as well. You know, we need doctors, we need people to work in services industries, we need mechanics to work in the businesses that support agriculture. So, you know, a visa, what we're saying is we need the visa system to support the needs of these places. If an agriculture visa is something that helps make that happen as part of the changes we're asking for, then that'd be a good thing. You know, the pathway to permanency here is also really important. Let's, for people who demonstrate demonstrate that they're coming here for the long term, their kids are in school, they're buying houses, they're in jobs long term. Let's make the pathway to becoming permanent residents in Australia really easy and a significant source of aspiration, because we know that'll draw people in as well.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.